When Douglas Oliver passed away in the fall of 2017, the food world lost someone special. You've probably never heard of him. I know I hadn't. But for more than 30 years, Mr. Oliver cooked hogs in a small town in South Carolina and made people happy, whether or not they knew who he was. Hidden in the pits, working through the night, probably most of the customers never saw him, and it was like their succulent, smoky pork just came out of nowhere. But Douglas Oliver, like every cook, busser, server, or dishwasher in every restaurant, has a name. And we remember that name with this story by Ryan Fertel.
Restaurant kitchens are full of unsung heroes, obscurity toilers, invisible workers like Douglas Oliver, who died this past October. For over three decades, Douglas worked as a pitmaster at Sweatman's Barbecue in Holly Hill, South Carolina. He called himself a worker ant. His work was cooking whole hog barbecue. Back in 2012, he invited me to stay up all night and watch him labor. It was brutal, tedious work, shoveling fresh coals under the hogs every 20 minutes from well before dusk to just after dawn. Peace and quiet kept him there, he told me. A place to think about the past and the future. A place to keep your head on straight.
My mama always told me, if you put something in it, you'll get something out of it. And it takes, we start on Tuesdays, getting this thing ready for just the weekend. We gotta gather wood, get the stuff ready and everything, clean up and everything, and then on Fridays, Thursdays, and Friday we cook. So we're putting a lot in it. It's a lot of hours, a lot of man hours too. You know, that's for everybody, you know, even the boss. So it's going, you know, like I say, like Mr. Sweat, see the sign says, sweat a man? That's it.
Douglas was born on a neighboring plantation farm, the son of sharecroppers, the youngest of 13. He started at Sweatman's right out of high school. Back then, they cut their own trees for fuel. In 1989, he kept cooking as Hurricane Hugo toppled tree after tree surrounding the pit house. When a famous food personality stopped by with a film crew, he ignored Douglas. When the episode aired, a manager, who was white and had likely never cooked a hog in his entire life, was given credit for Oliver's work. Douglas calculated that he had cooked over 50,000 hogs throughout his life. Still, he refused to call himself a pit master. He was just a cook, he told me. That's it. Just a cook. Trying to do the right thing. Trying to cook something good. The barbecue in this part of South Carolina comes slathered in mustard sauce, golden in color. The sauce has never been my favorite, but on my first night with Douglas, he pinched a morsel of meat from the hog, still sizzling on the pit. As I wrote in my book, he held this piece upward, like a mother bird feeding her nestlings, like a prospector examining his discovery in the light, this pure, golden nugget glowing in the dark pit house, and handed it over to me. It was the best single bite of barbecue I have ever eaten. Douglas had been sick for several years, his body racked inside and out from a life shoveling fire, inhaling smoke and grease. Douglas Oliver passed away on October 30th at the age of 56. He fed hundreds of thousands.
That Remembrance of Douglas Oliver is by Ryan Fertel. Ryan's the author of The One True Barbecue, Fire, Smoke, and the Pitmasters Who Cook the Whole Hog.